What does A mean?
A?
A? A? The Canadians were here, Raven, my family from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why we call them the Canadians, but we reference them, my entire family here, as the Canadians. It's like my aunt, my uncle, all my cousins,
sure.
All of them. So they came to visit for a few days, and, you know, I'm used to them, so I don't think anything about it when they come visit. But my daughter, Hayden, the 13-year-old, after we had left visiting with them, she's like, but why do they say A all the time?
Do they also say right? So I've got some Canadian friends. They say right, right, right. They say that after everything they say right.
Yeah.
Or they say yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll be like,
yeah.
They'll go through, whatever it is that they say. Nice day today, yeah, right.
Yeah, but Stefania, my cousin, I mean, she uses A like, it's like every other word out of her mouth.
Okay.
So she asked me, and I'm like, well, it's kind of like Canadian slang. So I started doing some research because you want to give your kids like real answers. And the truth is that I have no idea.
Okay.
And this is what I found.
Researchers at UBC spent 11 years updating the Dictionary of Canadianisms. The entry for A is nearly 5,000 words long.
Like what?
Wait a minute.
It's a movement, A.
I'm sure some people feel the same way about dude or bra.
Bro, well, because no, not everybody says bro or bra or dude, but everybody says A in Canada. I feel like you're not really Canadian unless you say A. And then this lady, she's an expert. She started giving examples.
Well, if I didn't hear you, I'd say A, you know, just to get you to repeat something. Or I could say that was a really great game, A. Or this one is called the narrative A. I was going down the street, A, and I ran into my friend, A.
I mean, they figure out ways to put like it multiple times in the same sentence.
Yeah, yeah. They do the same thing with the F word.
No, we do the same thing with the F word.
Oh.
That's a little bit different because ironically, I didn't want to bring that up. But I was thinking, and I would never say it to my 13-year-old, but it's kind of like how the F word can work in so many different kind of ways. And it still kind of applies correctly,
if
that makes sense.
It's a noun. It's an adjective. It's a verb. It can be all those things.
Right. And that's kind of what A is like. But unfortunately, I couldn't use that as an example with my 13-year-old daughter.
We could do Mad Libs and just fill it in with those two words, and I bet you it would still be entertaining.
And accurate.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how Raven's been behaving as a husband. And Alicia, today you're at the airport.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so where are you going? Fill us in. And why are you leaving Raven behind?
We're going to the Dominican for a bachelorette. We're actually sitting in the Admiral's Club right now having breakfast.
How long before your flight leaves?
30 minutes we board.
Are you guys all excited and giddy and having the best time?
Oh, we're ready for a cocktail.
Yes, I'm sure. How's the bride doing?
The bride is doing well. She's excited. She wants a cocktail more than anybody right now.
What's the plan for the bachelorette party? What are you guys doing? Besides going and laying in the beach and drinking.
That's it, Anna.
Yeah.
Dancing at night. Dinner and dancing if we, you know, make it to dinner. But dancing, definitely.
Alicia doesn't, you know, fly all that well. So typically we have like a certain schedule and the way that we do things, and it's been a little bit different for her having to go to her girlfriend's house last night, stay over, and then go to the airport early today. Obviously you guys made it there to the airport on time, which is good because they had one of those people in the group that was like, no, it says on this paper right here we have to be there 3 hours prior.
Yeah,
that would have been miserable. Yeah.
But you all made it there on time then.
We made it. We're all here. We're all together. We're running around in our matching tank tops. We're doing awesome.
So, Alicia, you're leaving Raven behind. He's in charge of the dogs, I'm presuming?
Oh, yeah. He's in charge of everything. I'm checked out.
So, do you think he's going to do a good job? Is he prepared?
He better do a good job. Last year when I was away on girls' trip, he almost lost Baxter, so...
That is not true.
I'll be watching the cameras.
You lost the dog?
No.
Almost.
She has this thing where she's super paranoid about the dogs going off leash. And I think that the older the dogs get, the more that they've learned, you know, how to walk with us, how to stay with us when we're going in and out to the car or whatever. And you got to give them trust. Like, you can't find out how good your dog is doing until you give them the chance to, you know, be off leash. Well, she thinks Baxter,
not him.
Who's the crazy one, we'll just run away. And I believe Baxter loves food and loves his mom enough that he's going to come home.
Yeah, well, mom's not there. So
I agree with Alicia.
You might be trying to find mom.
I had an expert tell me one time, you know, because Lila, my dog is a rescue and she has a lot of issues. She has a lot of anxiety. And the first thing he said is never trust this dog off leash in public. She'll run and she'll never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's hope he doesn't lose any of the puppies.
Well, he doesn't have a compass. He doesn't know which way to Punta Cana. I think he'll come back to his dad. Yeah. It's all going to be fine.
All right. So, Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give Raven for the week? Has he been preparing and helping and all that, getting ready for your big trip?
Oh, yeah. He gets an A. I mean, right. He's sending me off to the Dominican with a group of girls. So
you're happy.
A+.
Right. I locked it up this time.
Yeah. And I got to go. We got to go back for a free first class upgrade here.
Oh,
we're
going to
go work our magic.
Go have some fun.
Good luck, girls.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's all about mental health. And one of the things they always say is you want to get things off your chest. You want to be able to talk about it. And that's exactly what's happening right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is driving you crazy? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Brandon, what's up?
I mean, if you say nothing when someone sneezes, that is all I need to know about you.
You know, I'm not the person that has to say, God bless you, or, you know, something extravagant with it. Anna sneezes a lot, so it's kind of a running joke in here that I say something virtually every time she says it. But it's not like if I don't say something to somebody else, I actually wish them dead.
Mm.
But it is weird to not say anything.
It's true. It's like a natural reaction. Someone sneezes, you say, bless you.
Right,
bless
something.
You. Yeah, it's weirder when people say gesundheit, because I don't even know what that means.
Gesundheit.
Like, what is that?
I don't know exactly, but gesundheit is something else, I think.
But it's also weird that we do that. I guess if you really analyze it, sneezing is like a normal reaction, a normal physical reaction your body goes through. So why do we address it and why do we say that?
Because it's embarrassing, I guess.
Is it embarrassing? No, I remember one time I looked it up and it had something to do with like your heart skips a beat.
Well, no. That's what they said. That's what they used to think.
Yeah,
think.
So they say that so like you don't drop dead. But like at this point, don't we know we're not going to drop dead after we sneeze?
I would like to think so.
Right. Cassidy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you interrupt me while I'm talking to turn up the radio to hear your favorite part of the song, that tells me all that I need to know about you.
I mean, who does that? That is rude. I will say sometimes if you're in a conversation, though, and like that song that you love comes on, you're kind of into it, but you still got to pay attention to the person talking.
What if it was the time for the rap and Shoop?
No.
No?
Here I go. No, you're right. You could turn that up.
Thank
right?
you.
Girl, that's my weakness. Men.
What were we talking about?
I don't even know.
Right.
It doesn't
who
matter.
Cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Deb, that's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you is if you are teaching your child or they picked it up somewhere else and you're allowing them to continue to downgrade others to uplift themselves, including adults. That's all I need to know about you. I'm a school bus driver and I am tired of being abused on a daily basis.
I give you bus drivers so much credit. I really do, because it's got to be chaos.
Oh.
You know, like unregulated craziness while you're trying to drive a giant bus.
When I think about grade school or middle school, you can definitely, I don't know how our bus drivers did it. We were not nice kids. High school, that all stopped. I don't know. At some point, you deal with a little bit of loss and then you have empathy and you realize like, wait a minute, this is a human being here. You guys need a vigilante like Charles Bronson. That's what you do.
Yeah,
you need somebody moving in the shadows,
uh-huh.
Right? And making a list,
okay.
Right? And then they take these kids out. I'm not saying all of them.
Okay.
I'm saying one or two here or there, and then the word spreads. Wait a minute. Did you hear about the big yellow boogeyman? Because he's coming for you.
But do you think that these kids' parents know that they're problem parents? Because if I ever got a phone call home, one of my girls was disrespectful to an adult or something like that, like, I'm telling you, it would not be pretty at my house. What would happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
I do my best to communicate with my parents as much as possible, but I constantly get the excuse that, oh, my child would never do that.
Right.
And the way your child behaves and acts when they're with you and when they're under peer pressure from their friends on the bus, I can tell you, are as different as night and day.
Oh, I've told Anna. Her children are Satan. I've told her.
They are not.
I mean,
not
totally.
The big one. I just got tickets to take my 13-year-old daughter to go see a concert next weekend, Lizzo. So, you know, everybody's excited. And then I'm looking at, like, the stadium requirements, and I realized this because I haven't gone to, like, a real stadium show in a while, that women are not allowed to bring bags. I shouldn't just say women. Anybody is not allowed to bring bags. And like the dimensions they give you now, it's like 12 inches by like 6 inches is the max size of the bag. So like last night I'm pulling out a ruler like it's 1995 and I'm like going through my bags and I'm thinking in my head, remember when you used to like sneak in food and like all that kind of stuff? I'm like, that's gone now. Because, and I get it. It's because of security reasons. But you used to sneak things into concerts all the time.
It just speeds things along if everybody knows the rules before they get there. Obviously, there's nothing worse than coming to your seat and somebody else's stuff is all over your seat, right? So I understand, again, why the regulations are there, but it doesn't mean you still can't sneak things in. You just got to be crafty about it. You got to be creative. Your purse, it's obvious.
Well, what did you ever sneak into shows and how?
I mean, my main thing was people working in the business or around the business, just always sneaking people. But I got a friend who was even better than that. He snuck a car into a Linkin Park concert.
What?
He snuck his car into Linkin Park.
How do you do that?
Oh, so you just, you know, you're driving up with the car, right? You're going to the backstage area and you just basically kind of, you know, wave or drive by when the guy with the security shirt on tries to stop you. Sometimes it helps to have a prop in your hand, like a walkie-talkie or a clipboard. But then, like, it's an amphitheater. He parked his car with the hatch hanging off the back of the lawn right next to the fence. He was like, hey, you want a beer during the show? I was like, yeah. I go to walk over to the concession stand. Nope. Right through this little hole in the fence. There's his car, opens his cooler and his hatchback.
Wow.
He
genius.
Snuck a car into a concert.
John, I feel like as a musician, you must have been to a million different shows.
Oh, yeah.
What did you ever sneak in?
I mean, myself has been something that I've snuck in many times. I mean, if you figure out your local spot, there's a million different ways that you can get in there. But my favorite one was when we actually snuck backstage. It was at a smaller venue, like 800 to 1,000 people. But after the show was over, my buddy walks up onto the stage because they've got the stairs right there. He walks up onto the stage. He grabs one of the band's amps. He moves it about 5 feet, puts it down again, and then immediately walks backstage.
And nobody says anything? Nobody catches you?
If you walk up there with confidence, like you really belong there, and then you grab something that makes you look like you're like part of the road crew, because the road crew thinks, oh, he must work for the venue, and the venue people think, oh, he must work for the road crew. So if you've got the confidence, oh, yeah, you can just pull that off. He texted us 5-6 minutes later, and he goes, all right, yeah, you guys are all good. Come down. I walk in the back. The dude's holding court backstage. Everybody was loving him.
What's a band?
Oh, it was the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's, 90s. I mean, that's so weird. I can't believe they could get away with that. I mean, where's security on the Mighty Mighty Bosstones?
I mean, frankly, not anybody's all that worried about their safety.
No, that's not nice.
I mean, it's true.
Sean, did you ever sneak anything into a concert?
Not a concert, but I was famous for sneaking foot-long subs into movie theaters when I wanted to go watch a movie. Forget candy, man. I had a Philly cheesesteak.
What?
And I don't know how they never caught me, because I'd put it in my sleeve. So, it looked like, you know, they probably just thought I had something wrong with my arm. Because, like, wow, why is his arm, like, inflammated? Like, that's huge. Right. Something's wrong with that guy.
He's got, like, cheese whiz coming out of his sleeve. It's leaking down his hand.
It's a hot sandwich. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. I immediately thought cold sandwich in the pants, hot sandwich in the jacket. Didn't see that.
They've made the restrictions on the size of the bags that you can bring into concerts so small, like for women's purses and anything, that you can't sneak anything into shows anymore.
Yeah, I went to a concert just a few weeks ago, and as we were walking up, so many girls were walking back to their cars and letting the other girls know walking up, hey, can't bring that. Even wristlets were a little bit too big.
The good old days were used to sneak things into events. What did you sneak in? 1-800-330-9999.
Fran, what'd you get past security?
I was going to an amusement park, and you're not supposed to take any foods or drinks from the outside in, and I just wanted my coffee, so I snuck it in underneath my hoodie and just walked right in.
Lucky you didn't spill all over you and get third-degree burns.
Well, you would have just been sticky the whole day, too.
Yeah.
And that's gross. When you're at a concert or something, or an amusement park, anything like that, you're going to be sticky all day.
You want to know what I love most about the stroller? Is that's where you can sneak everything in. I put bottles of water in there. I put snacks in there. And for some reason, like, they check the backpacks. But if you just put it right under the stroller in that back pocket, it goes right through. Nobody says anything. They assume it's for the kid. No, that's for me.
I mean, either way, what a terrible loss of security training. I mean, obviously look under the cart and the kid. Wow.
Kayla, what did you sneak into an event?
Okay, well, it wasn't for me, but I had to bring my son to a work event. I had a babysitter who canceled. I had to take my son with me into this conference. And so I had to sneak in a Nintendo DS because, dear Lord, something had to occupy that child while I got work done.
I don't think anybody faults you for that.
Right. I mean, please, please bring a device that keeps him from, you know, freaking out in the middle of this thing. It's enough to have to survive a mundane seminar. It's something else entirely if we have to act like the toddler that's throwing a tantrum in the front of the place is not actually there. So, yeah, give him whatever you need to give him.
Most times you're bored at the conference,
right,
let alone your poor child that got dragged because the babysitter didn't show up.
Hey, can I borrow one of those headphones?
Yeah.
Can we play two-player? Let's go.
Samantha, what did you sneak into a show?
Oh, gosh. I had to sneak in one of those big posters because, you know, like, you're not allowed to carry a poster to a concert. So I snuck into a Jonas Brothers concert. I snuck in this big poster that said, "Nick, will you marry me?"
Did they see it?
No. I mean, yeah, eventually they saw it and they grabbed it away from me.
Right.
But at first, no, I got away with it for a while.
I think she meant the Jonas Brothers. No.
No.
Nick probably didn't see it. Didn't immediately hop off the stage and marry you anyways. Right. So.
First time I ever went to, my first concert I ever went to was New Kids on the Block. And I had worked, me and my cousin Angela worked all weekend to make our posters. Like, that was the thing. Remember? You would bring posters to shows.
Look at us, Jordan. We got the right
stuff.
You know what mine said? That I spent all these hours with the glitter and the cutouts and all that. Mine said, NKOTB rocks. That's what it said. And as soon as I got there, they were like, "You can't bring those in here." And we immediately threw them in the dumpster. Oh. And I was like, it's 2 days of my life gone.
Throw this away or you don't get to see these guys.
Right. Nope. Immediately
lit it on fire. See you later. Run it over with a car.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. And just like this entire week, it has been about the Queen. She continues to lie in Westminster Hall until her funeral on Monday. And people are coming out to pay their respects. But Raven, not just some people, all the people. There's a 4-mile line, or as the English call it, a queue. And it has formed up to 400,000 people. Wait for it. The estimated wait time, it's like you know, like a ride at Disney World, 30 hours. 30 hours standing in line.
You got to get an express pass. All right. We're going to need something like that, an express pass that will move us up in this line. I mean, you could just pull off the fact that you are a cousin of somebody. These royal ties, they run deep.
I don't know about that, but here are some people that are standing in this line.
It's a lovely atmosphere in the queue. People from all over the world just feel that same emotion. Just want to say thank you.
I mean, I get that, but I don't know if there's anything that I would spend 30 hours in line for, right?
30 hours? You better be bringing one of them chairs that pops up wherever you go.
Well, yes. You certainly need a chair or something.
Lots of layers, so jumpers, scarves, gloves, umbrellas.
I mean, you have to bring something for every weather.
It's the fashion report, right? You're going to go through three atmospheres.
I guess at night it gets cold, right there. It's got to get pretty cold. You have to sleep there on the side of the street. Yeah. It's like trying to go to a New Kids on the Block concert in 1994.
I'm definitely willing to stay overnight and stand up and queue overnight because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, isn't it? And it's a moment in history.
I think that's what it is. It's like you can look back on this and say, I did it. I waited in line to pay respects, and it is a moment in history.
You know what? With every moment in history that I recall, I don't want to do it again. But you're right. I remember doing it and going through it.
Longest time you ever waited in a physical line? Like you had to stand there and wait in line?
I'd say the biggest time that I ever stood outside for the, like, you know, continuously with nowhere to go would be New Year's Eve, New York City.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it wasn't so much a line to get in there, although there was some of that. It was once you were in place downtown, Times Square, you weren't going anywhere.
That's one thing that I've never wanted to do.
Oh, they don't wave you into Red Lobster or Olive Garden and say, yes, please use our facilities.
No.
It's not like that at all.
You got to get creative with the bathroom. I know that.
Yeah.
Longest I ever waited in line was 6 hours. It's when Elsa and Anna first, and I've talked about this so many times, but when they first became popular, the movie came out, we had a trip to Disney World, and Hayden was younger at the time, and she was obsessed. And all she wanted to do was meet them. And the lines were ridiculous. And I had to be the supermom. Before the park opened, I was standing there. I had my sneakers on. I ran.
Sprinted.
Like full force. Like I was training for a marathon to go get in that line. I was there hours before they even showed up. I waited 6 hours for her to take a 30-second picture with Anna and Elsa. She smiled. It was over. She continued on to the rides. I cried. It was me. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, I did it. I succeeded as a mom. I don't know if I would do it again, to be honest.
I mean, after that, she didn't even need to go to college. You had already won the game.
I guess so.
Kids beat Raven.
Wrapping up Kids Week, Kids Beat Raven, all pop culture trivia having to do with kids to win $100 Target gift cards. When it comes to pop culture trivia, Raven knows his stuff. But when it comes to the kids' stuff, nope. He hasn't won a game yet this week. But we have Mom, Megan, and Connor. You guys ready to play today?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, Connor, how old are you?
11.
All right, let's do this, 11-year-old Connor. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Leave the room.
Please.
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Connor, we have a $100 Target gift card for you. All you have to do is beat Raven. It's five questions, all kid-related. It's not exactly his strength. He hasn't won a single game yet this week. He's out in the hallway, and our studio is soundproof, so he can't hear us. Get more right than he gets right, you're going to win that gift card. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, a Belgian farmer recently said that female pigs respond to music, and they almost dance. In Peppa Pig, what color dress does Mummy Pig usually wear?
Orange.
Number two, a 150-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton will go up for auction in Paris next month. What Disney Junior show is about four dinosaur friends, and it's named after the biggest dinosaur?
Four dinosaur
friends. We don't know that one.
That's okay. Number three, thanks to science, goldfish can now drive fish-operated vehicles. In the amazing world of Gumball, what's the goldfish's name?
Darwin Weasel.
And number four, what popular stuffed toys are round, ultra soft, almost like a pillow, come in a ton of colors and sizes, and there are over 1,000 characters?
Squishmallows.
Number five, Ryan's World has over 33 million viewers. How do you watch Ryan's World? Where?
YouTube.
Connor, that was so great. Let's bring Raven back in. I'm just going to wave him in. Give me 1 second.
Yo.
Connor got 4 out of 5.
Wow. Pretty impressive, Connor. I mean, doubtful that I'm going to do as well, but I'm going to do my best.
All right. Let's see. Number one, a Belgian farmer recently said that female pigs respond to music and they almost dance. In Peppa Pig, what color dress does Mummy Pig usually wear?
Isn't it pink?
No, orange. Number two, a 150-year-old dinosaur skeleton will go up for auction in Paris next month. What Disney Junior show is about four dinosaur friends, and it's named after the biggest dinosaur?
Baby T-Rex?
Gigantosaurus.
Oh, come on.
Number three, thanks to science, goldfish can now drive fish-operated vehicles. In the amazing world of Gumball, what's the goldfish's name?
Is it Gumball?
No, it's Darwin.
Oh, come on.
That was a question earlier this week, Raven. Number four, what popular stuffed toys are round, ultra soft, almost like a pillow, come in a ton of colors and sizes, and there are over 1,000 characters? I'll be shocked if you know this.
I've seen these. These are Mashables?
No, Squishmallows.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm just going to yell come on over and over and over again.
It's been a very frustrating week.
Number five, Ryan's World has over 33 million viewers. Where do you watch Ryan's World?
I'm just going to take a guess and say YouTube.
YouTube's right.
Oh, yeah, look at me.
That's still not going to be enough, Raven. Connor took you down 4-1. Congratulations, Connor. You just won a $100 Target gift card.
Yeah, thank you. It's Connor, just be Raven.
$100. I mean, when you're a kid, you could, like, retire.
All right. Well, congratulations to Connor and all the kids this week. Raven, every single one of them beat you. Every single one.
It's not a good feeling, but can't beat Raven is where I'll get my revenge.
And that's coming up in about an hour with a jackpot of $2,000. It's pumpkin spice time. Just when you thought you've heard it all, now they have the cup noodles ramen made with pumpkin spice,
pumpkin
too.
Pumpkin spice noodles?
Yeah.
Come on.
That doesn't sound right.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Nope.
But I was like, you know what? If anybody can capitalize on this pumpkin spice, it's us. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. Plum, you know a lot about food. You know a lot about eating things that are delicious.
I just so happen to. You can look at me and see that I know a lot about eating things that are delicious.
He told me it's been a busy summer.
It certainly has been. Listen, I even brought my pumpkin spice chapstick right here.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, am I?
I spent all last night creating three pumpkin spice dishes for you guys to try.
Oh, wait a minute. You created these from scratch? These are not ideas you read about or anything like that?
No. Nope. Dish number one. When you are ready, you can unveil it.
All right, I'm taking this plate off of here.
Pumpkin spice chicken taco.
A pumpkin spice chicken taco.
What?
Yep. It's spicing chicken, and I mixed it with pumpkin spicing. And it has cheese in there and cabbage.
You really want me to eat this?
Yes.
Okay.
It's strange. The taco almost drowns out the pumpkin spice.
Plum, what do you think?
I see what you're trying to go for here. The spices of the chicken do absorb some of that pumpkin.
Right.
But in a weird way, it kind of works.
I know. I'm like a genius.
It kind of works.
No. All right. Are you guys ready for the next thing?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Open it up, guys.
Oh, my God. Anna, what on earth?
Pumpkin spice California rolls. Sushi. Look, I even got you guys chopsticks. Hold on.
So we have a full-on California roll here. The rice on the outside. Inside, it's got that crab, a little cucumber, a little avocado.
And pumpkin spice. You forgot the most important part.
Pumpkin spice. And just to do it justice, I will use my chopsticks.
Thank you.
God, does that mean I have to?
All right, here we go.
How come you don't know how to use chopsticks? You don't know how to use chopsticks?
No, I got it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Raven doesn't know how to use chopsticks.
I mean, aren't we supposed to be taught that at an early age, like riding a bike?
I mean, at some point in your life, you learn how to do that.
Were you? I'm guessing your school system was a little different than mine if you were. I might have to just stab this thing.
Hmm. Wow.
Are you going to steal my recipes and make them for all your famous friends?
Okay. Here's the interesting part. The spice part of the pumpkin spice works really well with the stuff that's inside the roll. I'm surprised.
Raven loves it.
I'm not convinced.
Okay, one last one, and this is the one that I'm most proud of.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
All right, I'm going to reveal, okay? Big
okay.
reveal?
Big yes.
reveal? Okay, so...
It's pumpkin spice salami. You know how, like, people are into the charcuterie boards, right? Mm. Well, what if we had pumpkin spice salami? Now, all I did was take fresh salami.
Okay.
And then I took the pumpkin spice, and then I used my hand, and I smeared it on it.
Oh, Lord. Did you wash
your hand?
Oh, my gosh. Gloved hand, or?
It doesn't matter. Okay, try. What do you think?
I don't think I'm coming back.
I mean, the salami almost drowns it out.
Mm-mm. All I get is allspice and pork fat.
My hands are going to smell for a week.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to go make a pumpkin spice salami sandwich, but it's not as bad as you would think it would be. Listen, chicken tacos, thumbs down.
Okay.
Right? The California roll with pumpkin spice?
Yeah.
That's a win.
All right.
And salami with pumpkin spice?
Yes.
A little bit strange, a little bit odd, but I took the second bite, so.
I told you I was good at this. What'd you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Never happened before, Raven. Happened this week. Not even my fault. My husband's fault. Not that I'm throwing him under the bus, but I'm throwing him under the bus.
Sounds like it.
Dakota gets picked up by my mom from school. I couldn't make it one day this week. And the teacher comes out, and there was no lunchbox in her backpack.
He's a terrible person.
No, he's not a terrible person. He forgot. But I felt bad for Dakota. But the best part is I don't know what they said to her, but like she gets home, and she throws her hands up, and she goes, Mommy, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. I don't know where my lunchbox went. And I was like, oh, it's a mystery, all right. We'll never solve this one.
People were making snide comments, it sounds like, huh?
All right. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I was on my way to pick up my daughter from school, and my car died, so I had to pick her up from school in an Uber.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I need that margarita.
Yes.
Hey, if you don't make that line, too, now you're just sitting and watching the money go up.
What does the Uber driver say when you have to pull up to the school pickup line? And you're like, no, you just got to park here and wait.
She was very nice, but I don't think she was very happy about it. So.
Right. Yeah. Takes a little bit more time than you hoped for, right?
Well, you definitely, definitely earned that margarita this week. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hey, Carla, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, my God. So my son, right, he's 2 years old. He sleeps with me. And, you know, two-year-olds sleep wild, like wild animals. This week, he headbutted me so hard, I have a black eye.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. And you have to explain it to every person you run into.
Whenever you have a black eye, you have to explain it. Because then immediately people think that you got into a fight or something terrible happened.
Right.
More likely, you got headbutted by your kid when they were sleeping, which is more logical in my world for sure. Or I hit myself on something when I was like trying to get something out of the attic.
You should see the other guy.
Yeah.
He's two.
And there's always, everybody's always got jokes too. Always got jokes. Enjoy that margarita. You deserved it.
Hey, Katie, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, let me
tell you, my 7-year-old has been pushing the boundaries of what's appropriate for school. She's been wearing crop tops and short shirts and short shorts, and she's been arguing about it. So I went through her trash bag through her room, and I raided her closet, and I took it all away and donated it.
Wait a minute. Did you say 7? You didn't say 7-year-old.
My 7-year-old. And These aren't clothes I bought her. These are like hand-me-down bags that I made the mistake of giving to her, and I didn't go through them first. Now they've all gone away.
Oh, my gosh.
Our boss does the same thing. He tells us all the time that when his daughters come home with clothes that they get, like, from their mom's house and whatever, that he'll just throw them away and then pretend like he has no idea what happened to them.
That's right.
He does it all the time.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
The dryer just eats
them. Well, I made the mistake of giving them to another parent. So now her daughter's wearing them, and my daughter's like, I saw so-and-so wearing my favorite shirt. You want to explain that, Mom? And I'm like, oh.
Well, now that was a big error. Right. I mean, that was a big one.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Well, you enjoy your margarita. It's not easy, that's for sure.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Amy and Kevin. Amy, what's going on?
So, our good friend, he just got engaged, and my husband here, him and his friends hate her, and they basically want to stage an intervention for him and have him stop this, and I think it's ridiculous, and it's none of his business.
When you say intervention, Kevin, talking about, like, you guys all sit down to him and go, are you sure? Are you thinking about this? Or more like you're going to kidnap your friend and then brainwash him and or whatever?
No, we're going to brainwash. She's brainwashed him, I think. We're going to take him aside and just really have a, I call it intervention, heart to heart, whatever it is. But he's got to wake up to what's going on around him. She's just manipulated him into getting him to marry her. We're just trying to help the poor guy out. He's just a little blinded right now.
Isn't that what marriage is, Anna?
Yeah. What?
Right?
But
one manipulates the other to get into it. I mean, sometimes we need a little push.
Oh, you think you're so funny. You're so funny.
Oh.
Amy, as an independent third party, is she terrible or are the guys just overreacting?
Well, it's a fair question.
I mean, it's subject. I don't know. Maybe if he loves her, he loves her. What do you think?
I mean, they're very opposite, and opposites attract. She's, the bougier one, the more, like, stuck-up one. But it's fine. Like, I mean, if us girls can deal with her, then, you morons can deal with her. So I just feel like they don't get their buddy as often. Like, he can't go golfing all the time. He can't go do this, go drinking with it. Like, it's on her rules, and I get that. But, sometimes he'll come out, just not as much as he used to, and they just need to get over it.
Kevin, is that it? Are you sad that you're losing your friend and you're just, like, mad that he's not, like, being bro-y with you on a Wednesday and a Thursday because she's around?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. Sure, we don't see him nearly as much as we used to. But, Amy even said we tolerate her, Our buddy doesn't need to tolerate his soon-to-be wife.
All right. Well,
but that's what he's doing. He's tolerating her to some degree.
Maybe he loves her.
Right.
Yeah. He is in love with her, and he would do anything for her. And I think that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what we think.
At some point, your life, too, you got to say to yourself, like, you can't get involved in other people's situations. But that's right. Just me. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree. Like, yeah. I stay way out of it. But let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Kevin, that if you feel that he's your friend, you know him best, and that he really is miserable and this is making a mistake, then sure, get with your buddies and talk to him about it. But they may see Amy's side, too. This isn't your business anymore. He's made a decision. He's a big boy. He's an adult. And he's decided that he wants to marry her. And you need to accept that.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a tough one because I think people don't know what to do when they're in this situation. So Kevin's best friend is getting married. He's engaged. The problem is Kevin doesn't like her. He doesn't like the fiance. He says she's terrible. And he really believes that she drags him down. So he wants to get together with his buddies and stage an intervention with his friend.
This isn't a TV show, man. Mind your business. The fact is, this is your friend. Your friend's already made a decision, and he's hanging out with this girl, and he's decided to marry her. The reason they get engaged to somebody is not to marry somebody that's just like their guy best friend. They want somebody that's different. It fulfills different things in their relationship. Mind your business. You and your friends, be grown-ups. Go there. Put on the suit when he asks you to and do the right thing.
That's what his wife Amy says. Like, stay out of it. But if you really, like, love your friend and you look at them and you think that they're miserable, do you have a conversation with them about it? Because I think people get stuck in those relationships all the time. Checking our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I'm on her side. You can't pick who your friends are with. It's none of your business. Another text. I'm on the wife's side. He may lose his friend by putting in his two cents.
Mm-hmm. And listen, you can be right, and you'll lose your friend in the process anyways, too.
I'm on his side. What kind of friend if he doesn't speak up?
The mature one.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Kevin can't stand his best friend's fiance. He thinks that she makes him miserable, and he doesn't even know why he's marrying her. So he has gotten together with a few of their other buddies and wants to stage an intervention with him.
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen here, and Amy agrees, is that they're going to go, they're going to have this talk with him, and then that friendship's going to be over. Their buddy has already decided to marry this girl, and while he might appear miserable with her in front of them, maybe that's a show for their benefit, right? I mean, obviously, he asked her to marry him.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. This just recently happened to me, and I think that he should just mind his business because he's going to lose his friend. It's either your friend or not have a friend at that point. You know, mind your business.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the husband's side, or the friend's, the guy's side. I think the opposite was, if we can deal with her, so can the guy. You shouldn't have to deal with somebody. You should be able to just feel comfortable to talk about anything, do anything, not have to have any ears about you. You understand? You know what I mean?
I agree if that's your relationship, but it's not. It's their friend's fiance.
I think they should just tell them how they feel, or him how they feel, and go from there.
And never go visit their friend again.
One of my friends dated a guy and got married to a guy that I used to date.
Sure.
And I hated him. I really did. I thought he was terrible.
Yeah.
And when they started dating, I kept my mouth shut because it's none of my business. Plus, then I look like I'm crazy because I used to date him.
Of course.
And I remember when the doors opened in the church and she walked down, she looked terrified. And I knew I should have said something to her. That marriage lasted 9 months.
You should have jumped up right there at the church and said, "We're leaving."
I forgot. Change of plans, everybody.
We're Audi 5000. I had a friend at my first marriage that was like, "I have a car right outside those doors."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "We don't even have to tell anybody. We can walk right out and I'll drive you away from this place." And I thought he was crazy, and I should have done it. Mm. It would have saved me at least $60,000. And that's even after the wedding was paid for.
Mm.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you today. Kevin, you have to back up. He's an adult. He can make a decision on his own. And causing an intervention is only going to cause a rift going forward.
Right. I mean, all you guys will be out of the wedding party at that point because he'll go through with it. Especially if it's his first marriage. He's already on the wedding march, bro. He's going to do this. So he might as well be the guy like, "Awesome. Great."
Yeah. Well, then I think we're all getting very drunk.
Well, I mean, every wedding function I've ever been to.
Amy, you were right.
Yep, I do it.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,000 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains September 16th through the 19th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. Oh, Greg, I would love to give you $2,000 today. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Greg.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. This studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Okay. Number one, John Stamos is releasing a memoir. He played Uncle Jesse in what late 80s, early 90s show?
Full House.
Number two, Katy Perry says she's finally been planning her wedding to Orlando Bloom 3 years after they got engaged. They have a daughter together. What's her name?
No idea.
Number three, reports say that Kobe Bryant was going to work on a reboot of Saved by the Bell just days before his tragic death. What is the name of the high school in Saved by the Bell?
Oh, my God. I forgot. I don't know.
That's okay. You're going to kick yourself when you hear it, though. Number four.
Yes, I know. I will.
Less than 50% of Americans can name all three branches of the U.S. government. What are they?
The executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Number five. This year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists include the Pinata, Light Bright, and Bingo. In the game Bingo, what letter does the number 40 fall under?
I believe it's I.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. He's not looking at all through the windows. Come on!
Yo.
All right. Greg only got 2 out of 5.
Not great. Not great there, Greg. Let's see how I do. $2,000. Maybe they're really tricky.
Number one, John Stamos is releasing a memoir. He played Uncle Jesse in what late 80s, early 90s show?
Full House.
Yes. Number two, Katy Perry says she's finally planning her wedding to Orlando Bloom 3 years after they got engaged. They do have a daughter together. What's her name?
Daisy. Daughter's name is Daisy.
Yes, Daisy's correct. Mm-hmm. Number three. I didn't think you'd remember that. Number three. Reports say that Kobe Bryant was going to work on a reboot of Saved by the Bell just days before his tragic death. Mm. What is the name of the high school in Saved by the Bell?
They go to Bayside.
Bayside is right.
Ah!
Ugh. Number four. I'm interested to see if Raven knows this one. Less than 50% of Americans can name all three branches of the U.S. government. What are they?
The executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Yeah, you both nailed that one.
Yeah.
Number five, this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists include the Pinata, Light Bright, and Bingo. In the game Bingo, what letter does the number 40 fall under?
I'm just going to take a shot and say 24.
What letter? The answer is not 24.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
What letter does the number 40 fall under? It's definitely not correct.
Gosh, I'm going to say G.
No, it's N. Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Let me ask you one other question. Let's see if either of you guys know this. How many numbers are there in U.S. Bingo?
Is it
60, I believe.
I was going to say 62.
No, it's 62.
No.
Yeah, 62, I think it is.
It's 75, if I'm remembering correctly. Now I think I forgot. And in the UK, their version is 90, if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah.
Either way, I never win.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Greg. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Greg, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time, bud. Enjoy that shirt, man. $2,100 Monday, Anna.